Japan's Prime Minister Tomiichi Murayama announced his resignation today, saying that no decision had been made on a successor. Despite that caution, however, speculation immediately began that Trade Minister Ryutaro Hashimoto would be the next Prime Minister. He is the leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, the most conservative party in the ruling coalition. Prime Minister Murayama is a socialist. Trade Minister Hashimoto became familiar to many Americans because of his hard-line stand in trade talks on automobiles with the United States. Jeffrey Garton, who is now the dean of the Yale School of Management, was one of the U.S. officials sitting across the table from Hashimoto in those trade talks as U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade, a position he held until last October. He joins us by telephone from his office in New Haven. First of all, Mr. Garton, do you think Hashimoto is the likely choice to be Japan's next prime minister?
Well, I don't know for sure, but he certainly seems like the one who would take over. And in my experience, he is a very forceful leader. And from what I saw in my many trips to Japan, he's seen that way there, too.
He's fairly flamboyant, isn't he, for a Japanese politician?
Oh, he's very unconventional. He can be very colorful.
When you say that about a U.S. politician, it usually means that he uses bad language.
No. In this case, I mean, he dresses colorfully. Most Japanese officials that you would meet in a negotiation are, dressed extremely conservatively. He looks like he's gone to great care to be very dapper. He has a tremendous sense of humor and his laughs a lot. But his mood can change on a dime, and one minute he can be laughing, and the next he can be so angry he could be pounding the table. So that everything about him, I think, is un-Japanese, in particularly the body language and the way that he presents himself.
You negotiated with him. How did you find that?
He's tough for a variety of reasons. One, very unpredictable. You don't really know what he's thinking because his moods ostensibly change. Whether they're really changing or not, neither I nor my colleagues ever really knew. But I saw him on occasion blow up, literally blow up, pound the table, and then within a split second walk over and ask me or one of my colleagues if he could pour us some coffee. So you never quite knew where you stood in terms of what he was thinking, and that really puts you off balance. On the other hand, he is very, very smart. He knows his stuff. He studies his brief. And the combination, I think, of great competence and what seems to be an unpredictability makes him a very tough adversary.
Do you see him taking a harder line with the United States or perhaps a more independent line? I think that what we all remember from those negotiations was that he did not particularly treat your principal, the trade representative, Mickey Cantor, with any kind of deference at all, considering that the U.S. is his best customer.
Well, I think that any Japanese prime minister now is going to be taking Japan in a more independent direction. The days of Japan being the so-called younger brother of the United States are over. And I don't think any politician is going to move in a different direction from that. But having said that, I think that Hashimoto has a very keen sense of reality. And reality in Japan means not moving too far away from the U.S. I think it means much tougher negotiations. I think it means, as they say there, the ability to say no. But on the real big issues, I think that Hashimoto will be tough, but I think he'll be an ally as well.
Jeffrey Garton is the dean of the Yale School of Management. He teaches international trade and finance there.